My two cents. We must all be impressed by the resilience of the middlemen that not even the mighty U.S. studios were able to eliminate, starting with movie theater owners and cable TV satellite TV providers. By Dom Serafini. No matter what, the middlemen are here to stay. Convoy, a Seattle-based freight company, tried to emulate the Hollywood studio streaming business by eliminating the middlemen, and in the process went bust. At its peak in April 2022, Convoy was valued at $3.8 billion. A year later, it was losing $10 million a month before ultimately shutting its doors. Convoy aimed at disrupting freight brokerage in which middlemen match loads from retailers and manufacturers to available trucks. Convoy's founders believed that by automating the transactions, they could take costs away from the middlemen. In the case of Hollywood streamers, in 2022, the studios were convinced that with broadband readily available, they could have gone directly to the consumers, thereby eliminating the aggregators, middlemen in the forms of cable TV operators, and doing away with the advertising agencies by simply charging a subscription fee. Like Convoy, a year later, in 2023, the studio streamers were also losing an estimated $10 million a month each, and quickly called back the advertising agencies to bring in clients willing to buy commercial spots. The cable TV middlemen also came back with demands that they carry the studio's ad-supported streaming services if they wanted to receive payments for the studio's TV networks and their own local TV station's retrans fee, and also don't lose the studio's cable channel's carriage fees. Other middlemen that the studios wanted to eliminate were the theater owners, who keep 50% of the box office receipts for themselves. The plot almost succeeded until the studios realized that the theaters were the best way to promote their streaming features. The studio's idea to eliminate the middlemen, the TV stations, network affiliates, and the theaters, started in 1951 when Paramount began offering its Telemeter pay TV service for a $5 installation fee, a service that they provided directly via broadcast, and a per-program fee to 3,000 TV HH. Later, with the development of cable satellite TV, studios found it more convenient, economical, and profitable to have cable and satellite operators offer pay services to consumers with a revenue-sharing model. Indeed, direct-to-consumer business is not something new. It has been circling businesses for many years. But it took flight with the so-called dot-com era, starting in 1995, when it popularized the acronyms B2C and DTC. Today, real estate agents take 5% of sales prices. Literary agents grab 15% of book deals. And over a century ago, advertising agencies started by collecting a 15% commission for selling ads for publishers, and later for buying ad space for advertisers. Middlemen have been getting a bum rap for millennia, even though they played a fundamental role in market operations in ancient Greece, albeit with a bad image. I read one report which stated that, according to Plato, middlemen were supposed to be unfit for any other job. For Aristotle, they were not worthy of being full citizens. The hostility towards middlemen translated into legislation. Laws from various states limited their profit margins, and price increases were attributed to the greediness of middlemen. Every time a famine struck, there was even a temptation to blame them for it. Nonetheless, they survived. This has been My Two Cents by Dom Serafini.